sell them to the ranchers. And like I say, I imagine the guy that invented that made a lot of money.
Yeah,
because
no kidding.
It was such an innovation.
Yeah, that's an excellent invention.
I hadn't thought of that in, gosh, I can't tell you how many years in Producer.
Yeah. What do they call the bulls after they've been castrated?
Steers.
How about horses?
Well, they call them gelding.
How about a pig?
I don't know.
How about a sheep?
I don't know what they call a male sheep that has been cut.
You ever heard of a wether sheep?
Wether?
Yeah, some people call it a wether sheep. W-E-T-H-E-R.
Yeah, that makes sense, but I sure don't. Never heard that.
You ever heard of a barrow swine? A barrow.
Barrow, yeah.
Yeah, that's the castrated pig, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought that was a brand of sheep. In other words, they, you know, have certain kinds of pigs and horses and this mm-hmm. and the other, like Morgans and whatever, and horses. No, I thought Bear was a, but I've heard that name and I never bothered to think what it was.
Mm, okay. What kinds of pets do people usually have?
Dogs, cats.
What do you call a dog of mixed breed?
Mutt.
Okay. What do you call an orphaned calf?
Doggie.
Okay. This one's kind of funny, but animal excrement? In a pasture, cows leave behind?
Manure.
How about horses?
Horse manure, cow manure.
Buffaloes?
Huh?
Buffaloes? What do buffaloes leave behind?
Pies.
Okay.
In fact, I think cows, they use pies also. Cow pie.
Wild horses. What would you call wild horses?
Mustangs or...
Okay. Have you seen in Cloudcroft those little rodents that are about this big and they have little tiny tails and they have brown coats and maybe a black and
chipmunk.
White? Mm-hmm. Is a gopher the same as a prairie dog?
No.
What's a gopher then?
Well, a gopher is I think it's a breed all its own.
Is it the same size as a prairie dog?
They're bigger than a... Now, what were we talking about? Groundhog, did you call?
Gopher.
Yeah, they're bigger.
Is a gopher bigger than a prairie dog?
No, prairie dog's bigger.
Okay. How big is a gopher? Show me.
Well, a gopher would be more like, I think, like that.
Oh, okay. So you're saying the gophers are those little things you see out on the golf course that...
Well, I've never seen them out there, but...
You don't play golf?
No, I don't, and not only that, I don't think we have a lot of gophers around here.
Hmm, okay. And what color are they?
I'd call them brindle or...
Uh-huh.
Something like that.
All right. Have you ever seen a woodchuck?
No.
What would you call the little reptiles that walk around with the shells on their backs?
With the what on them?
They have shells on their backs.
Turtle?
Mm-hmm. How about the ones in the desert? Do you call those turtles?
Mm-hmm.
The ones that never go in the water, basically?
Yeah. I know there's another word for them. I can't think of it at the moment.
Well, we used to call them box turtles. Have you ever heard them called that?
Mm-hmm. Sure have.
What do you call the ones that only live in the water?
Sea turtles.
Okay.
Tortoise, maybe. Tortoise is the one that doesn't go in the water.
Okay. What do you call a rodent that eats nuts?
Squirrel.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of animals can you hunt for around here?
Well, of course there's dove hunting, quail hunting, rabbit hunting. Cottontail, jackrabbit, we used to hunt them all,
mm-hmm.
and ducks, of course.
What are some other desert animals that we have in El Paso?
Skunks, which we have them in our yard.
Oh, no.